VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel's military spokesman says that Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Hezbollah militant group, as well as other commanders, were legitimate military targets under international law. In a statement, Israel's military spokesman Daniel Hagari confirms that military forces killed Hassan Nasrallah.
The leader of the terrorist army Hezbollah was killed by Israel Defense Forces in a precise strike in Beirut last night while he was in Hezbollah's central headquarters commanding more imminent attacks against the people of Israel.
U.S. President Joe Biden says the Israeli strike that killed Hezbollah's Hassan Nasrallah was a measure of justice for what he called a four-decade reign of terror. Biden also said that Hezbollah, under Nasrallah's watch, has been responsible for the deaths of thousands of Americans, Israelis, and Lebanese. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that Russia's top diplomat has used the United Nations speech to warn nations of Moscow's nuclear strength.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has accused the West of using Ukraine as a tool to try to defeat Moscow strategically. Then Lavrov mentioned what he called the senselessness and the danger of the very idea of trying to fight to victory with a nuclear power. And he noted Russia's won. Lavrov spoke at the UN General Assembly 3 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin aired a shift in his country's nuclear doctrine. Lavrov's speech was packed with condemnations of what Moscow sees as Western machinations in Ukraine and elsewhere, including the UN itself. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., massive rains brought by Hurricane Helene have left many people stranded or homeless as a cleanup begins from the monster tempest that killed at least 64 people. At a news conference in the state of Georgia, the governor, Brian Kemp, says there have been dozens of blockages on state roadways.
This number will go up. That's how devastating this storm was from a statewide perspective. I know the locals are experiencing a local traumatic event once again in Valdosta and Lowndes County. But truly, this storm has affected dozens and dozens of communities.
Deaths from the storm have occurred in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. While on the campaign trail in the U.S. state of Wisconsin, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump discussed immigration and targeted his rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, on immigration during a rally. Trump repeated his claim that migrants being allowed into the United States are taking jobs away from black workers.
They come in illegally, they take everybody's jobs, and you don't know who you're hiring. Our country is being destroyed. This is the worst president and the worst vice president in history. And you got to get out and vote.
But on the issue of labor, during a virtual address to members of the North America's building trades unions in New Orleans, U.S. President Joe Biden says unlike Republican rival Donald Trump, he and presidential candidate Kamala Harris have shown their support for labor, including walking a picket line with striking auto workers.
Do you think he has any idea about the work you do every day? Hell, with regard to picket lines, he'd rather cross one than instead of walking one. But Kamala and I have no problem walking in it. We did, and we'll always walk alongside you, the union workers who built this country.
Spanish authorities say that 9 people have died and another 48 are missing after a boat carrying migrants capsized during a rescue operation near the Canary Islands. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service said that the tragedy occurred after it was alerted to the presence of a small boat loaded with people. The service says that the boat turned over when too many people moved to one side during the rescue attempt. 27 people were rescued. More than 26,000 people have arrived via sea to the Canary Islands so far this year, compared to 14,000 in the same period of last year. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.